This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Jesus will work it out. I don't know about you, but I know He is working it out for me. Greet ye all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a privilege and honor to come before you once again. Which what thus saith the Lord. I'd like to greet all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. This morning I saw my sister Kedra and my friend Will. I think the other ones are still asleep because of the time. And I tell you, I was a little rushed this morning, but needless to say, we are here. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. So get your Bibles, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. And it reads, it reads this way, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, our prayer is that we decrease and you increase. And Lord, I pray they not see me, but they see thee. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like to title this message, "Some Come A-Knocking, But They Can't Come In." Wow, when we look at this, remember we are in the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus Christ is ending his Sermon on the Mount. And here he now tells us that many will come to him saying, "Lord, Lord, shall we enter into the kingdom of heaven?" But his response is alarming. He wants us to pay attention to what he says. He says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." You know, whenever the Bible repeats itself, "Lord, Lord," I'm reminded he wants us to pay attention. And then it reminds me of knocking. Knocking. God is knocking on the door of our heart. The question is, will we let him in? I'm going to ask my son to come get this, my dog, he's starting to act up in here. But, "Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." I want you to think about Noah's ark. Noah was preaching over 100 years that it was going to rain. They didn't know what rain was. But all of a sudden, when it started raining, and the ark was shut up, people, I guarantee you, was knocking on the ark to get in. But there was no way they were getting in. Why? Because if you look at Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. Look at Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. It says, "And they that went in male and female, of all flesh, as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in." See, God shut the ark. You're not getting into anything when the Lord shuts it up. God has shut up the ark, he sealed it, and no one was getting in unless he let them in.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.